what does diversity mean to me? So I guess what it generally means is the differences in that exist amongst our society. So for example, different cultures, different gender, different languages, different ways of thinking, personalities, etc. And so there's a great richness in this diversity, because it allows us to see beyond that of which we know. It's not something new. It's not something that just recently happened due to the internet and due to the airplanes and due to facility of movement, but actually it's happened for millions of years, from the very moment that human beings existed on this earth. As we know so far, the oldest people that we know come from Africa, and then we then disperse into different continents, which then led to all of these different societies that we live in and all these different cultures. So the movement of people has been forever, has always been there. So it's important that people understand that it's not a recent phenomenon. It's actually been there for forever, really. And it's something that we should embrace and we should celebrate. At the same time, this also means that we have a responsibility to learn and understand the needs from each individual or each culture, each society that lives in the countries that we live in. It's about time that human beings look beyond what they know and understand the different cultures that exist in their country and in their borders, because unfortunately we have borders. I mean, I would prefer something sans frontières, something without borders, but unfortunately we have borders. But it's important that within these borders we understand that there's unlimited diversity, which is enriching, and at the same time we have a responsibility to meet the needs of all of these different groups in our societies. Female leadership, I think, is very important to understand, because I think very often it has been misinterpreted as, in my opinion, as something as being superior over others. Whilst I think in reality, female leadership is to enable women to have a voice, because most of our society in history has been dominated by the male society. And this can obviously be seen in history and what we've been taught. And if we look at the society right now, where we still have inequality in pay, where we don't necessarily get treated in the same way if we're nurses or teachers or engineers, some job profiles are seen more for men than for women, etc. So there is still this very patriarchal way of thinking. And so it's very important that women take on a role that demonstrate that a lot of these roles, and actually the majority of them, can also be taken by women. The reason why this is important is because I think that balance in society is extremely important. Women have been given different talents, different skills, and so have men been given different talents and different skills, innately speaking. I mean, yes, we all have capacities to learn, but there are certain things that we are born with. So for example, women can give birth, and men are usually born and can develop strength a lot easier than women. So this naturally then, for example, led to men going to hunt and women to take care of the home. And sometimes in this society we've seen, and unfortunately we've seen, how the role of the woman has been belittled, for example in the household, when in reality this role is extremely important, because it actually raises the future generations of our society. So we have a big role in to play in shaping our world and our future in general. So I believe that society has not been able to balance these differences in order to progress together, and so instead has allowed fear to dominate our society and maintain these social structures that have been imposed on us for a long time. So by different institutions. So I think it is important that women take on leadership roles in order to allow for society to move away from these structural chains that have been imposed on all of us, not only on women, but also on men. And I think it's about time that our different attributes contribute positively to each other, and that we learn from each other and we create a better synergy and a more balanced society on a global scale. The most important area that a woman, and not only a woman, but also a man, but seeing as we're talking about women in this circumstance, can participate in the development of their environment is actually in their home. In the very space in which you live in. Because how do we make anything better for anyone or for your is by starting with yourself, and then from yourself with the people that are closest to you, and then beyond. This impact is huge because the very people that you are with on a day-to-day basis, listen, hear, learn, and either from that learning they either reject or they either take on with them in the future. So either way, you have an impact on the very people that you live with, and particularly on the children that we raise, because the children are open to learning and learning everything that they see at that very moment. And so our role is key in making them feel secure and loved, so that they then can move into this society, into this world that we live in with energy, with positive energy that they can vibrate across anyone they meet without feeling fear, without feeling judged, without feeling insecure. And of course there will be moments when we feel this, and when the child feels this, but if we give this love and encouragement to the very people that we love and live with on a day-to-day basis, then this energy will grow and become stronger. And then wherever we go, wherever we live in the future, we'll continue to share this energy and this positive vibe and confidence and love with whoever we come across. So in my opinion, women are extremely important in the development of their families, and also wherever you live in. But this goes both for men and women, I think. In also another area, if we talk about women, and the reason why it's important to talk about women is because of what I spoke about before, where we live in a very patriarchal society, and therefore women unfortunately do not have the space to share their wisdom, to share their voice, to share their energy, because most of the time they are belittled by those around us, or around women. So it's very important that wherever the woman feels comfortable and also wants to achieve in places of coordination, of leadership, it's important that they step up and they take this role, particularly if they want it and they like it, to not fear and not go against that willingness to take that role, because they are there to demonstrate that women are able to be on the same level as any man. Because we have the ability, of course, to think and live and feel as any other man. So it's important that women take on those roles and responsibilities when they really want it. And a lot of us do like those roles and responsibilities. So it can be president, it can be prime minister, it can be a coordinator of a company, etc. Whatever high position, because in those roles you also can share so many ideas and so many and also lead in creating better spaces, not only for women but also for men. So it's important that women take on these roles as well, at home, in every level, in carpentry, in mechanics, in anything that women feel like they want to do, they should feel free to do it, just like men should feel free also to follow their ambitions and to follow their love for a particular area. So I work in the humanitarian world. I work as a environmental health operations advisor. This work is mainly in working in disaster areas, which concern conflict areas, it concerns areas which have been, or countries that, or areas, yeah, no, villages, towns, cities that have been affected by war, natural disasters, famine, medical outbreaks such as Ebola, cholera, all of these type of, or pandemic like COVID, for example. So my work as environmental health operations advisor is to support, for example, the medical health structures that we work in with providing safe water for patients and staff and everyone who works in the facilities that we set up, to make sure that waste management is done appropriately, no matter which country we are in. Also make sure that infection prevention control activities are following standard precautions in the health structures that we work in, sanitation facilities to be built in refugee camps and IDP in internally displaced areas, hygiene promotion activities to avoid outbreaks such as waterborne related diseases such as cholera or such as hepatitis E, or etc. Lots of my work has two aspects to it. It has a hardware component, which is basically the construction side of things. So the construction of these services, such as latrines or toilets, or such as connecting water supply systems or putting together water supply systems, also building waste management areas, etc. So it has the hards component. And then it has a software component. And this software component has to do with speaking to the community, getting to understand what type of culture we are working in order to make sure that the activities that we work in match and relate to the culture in which we live in. Which we work in order to make sure that the people will be we'll understand why we are actually bringing in these activities, how these activities will prevent them from getting the diseases or the illnesses or etc. And also explain sometimes there are facilities that are not used, for example, sanitation facilities are sometimes not used in particular areas of the world. And so we have to explain, you know, this is the reason why we need to make sure that we use them. Or if we're not able to provide flush toilets, then because it's an emergency, then we have to explain why, for example, we are not able to provide this, depending on the circumstance and the environment, etc. Anyway, so there's the soft component to our activities. So because it has a very hardware component, which is the engineering side, in my field, there are a lot of, it's very male dominated. So there's a lot of, the majority of people who work in my area are men. In saying this, it is true that when, for example, I give talks or when I present my work, etc., I have actually had people come to me and say that they expected something less because I was female and also because I looked young. And that they were pleasantly surprised. So I don't know how to take that, to be honest. But I mean, it's obvious in the sense that it shows that a lot of people are used to having men as being the engineers or as being the people who construct. I also worked as a logistician and they said, well, you don't have a beard and you don't have a beer belly and you don't drink beer. How can you be a logistician or how can you even work in engineering? And yeah, this is the perception of many people. And I know we may belittle those words, but the fact that they are there shows that a lot of people do see engineering and do see this hardware component as being a male job rather than a female. So yeah, I'm pretty much, I love the work I do. So I'm happy that I'm able to contribute to fighting against this idea that this position should be male dominated. Amongst my colleagues, I've never actually had this, they've never gone against my, I did have two people which I supervised because I was a woman, they questioned, but then afterwards they surrendered because I continued to be their supervisor for 9 months. But the system as a whole in which I work in has supported me because they have not looked at the role as being just male, but have accepted and agreed to the fact that the role is either female or male, and it is for the person who has the qualifications to carry out this work. So in this sense, the institutions that I have worked in have supported my role, and therefore has enabled me to also show those different people with different opinions that actually it's not only a male domain, but it's also a female domain, female and male domain. So yeah, that's my experience. So the message that I have for all young women is to follow their dreams, to not be let down by what people believe they should be doing, but rather go for what they feel they should be doing, what they believe and want to do. It is the only way that we can actually be happy on this earth, because even if the area that we choose is difficult to get into as a woman, the fact that we are doing and following the passion that we have for a particular area or subject will in itself contribute to our happiness. Why? Because we are not betraying our energy, our belief, our love for a particular area. And by going for what we believe in and for what we love to do, it also demonstrates to everyone around us that it is possible to do what you love and to enjoy the work that you do. And it's important that we lead the way in this, even if it is, and even more so if it is an area that is difficult to penetrate because it's a male domain. We should, if we have this passion in this particular area, it's for a reason, and we should follow that passion so that then we can fulfill the reason why we are on this earth. And the reason why we are on this earth, I believe, is to enjoy life and to follow our passions and to fulfill our happiness. And by doing this, we'll be facing potentially difficulties, but I believe that, and I say it from a personal experience, I believe that if we do what we really want and follow our heart, we will manage to fulfill our dream. I think steps a woman can take to be better considered in the world of work is to start off with, firstly, being well-versed in the area that you choose to work in. Because the more you know about a particular area, the more you feel confident in contributing to the workforce that you're in, with ideas, suggestions, positive ways of changing, creative strategies, all of these different things. So in general, I think the more you prepare, the more you feel comfortable, and also the better it is for the area you work in. And then another thing that I think is important is to be true to your word and not to be scared to share what you think, because sometimes when we're new, we feel scared to express our point of view. But it's important that that we don't betray ourselves. And I think when we do actually open up and speak up, then we're also open to new ideas and listen to new ideas. If we don't say anything, then we're not really going to learn. But also in saying this, it's important that our word is not manipulated or subversed and used by others to get forward in areas that we don't necessarily believe in. So it's important that we are true to ourselves. At the same time, we know that the more we learn, the more we learn that we actually know nothing. And so it's important, as I said before, to be open to other people's ideas and not be stubborn and think that what we say is correct. Because actually, by being open to what others have to say and being honest with ourselves, we actually enrich our lives and our knowledge, which will then enable us to then contribute to other discussions and enrich ourselves, as mentioned. So so in conclusion, I think on the one hand, it's important not to be scared to speak up and for your opinion to be heard. But at the same time, it's important that we are open to other people's opinion, and that we are open to learning and not be stubborn in our ways. That's at least what I've learned so far. There have been several women who have inspired me throughout my life so far. One of them is definitely my mother, who despite all the difficulties that she's gone through because of moving from where she used to live to then move to a different country and raised two of her children together with my dad, but obviously with difficulties as usual. but still, she really always had time for us, always gave us her love and her wisdom, inspired us to always keep on moving, to keep strong, to continue educating ourselves. And because of her, I have been able to fulfill many of my dreams despite the challenges that have arisen because of the society in which we live in. So yes, I definitely thank my mum and truly feel that she's definitely a hero of mine. And then whilst also fulfilling one of my dreams, which is working in the humanitarian world, I've had to meet very strong women who have lived and live still in refugee camps, in internally displaced camps, which means that the situation, the living conditions in these camps are extremely difficult, where people are living in plastic sheeting, where floods are sometimes an issue, where wastewater is an issue, where hygiene is an issue, and therefore basically affects the family. Children unfortunately pass away, they lose their husbands in the war. So a lot of the time these women have to deal with looking after children by themselves, but whilst under extremely difficult circumstances, having to walk for 2 or 3 hours to get to the water point, stressing out that potentially if there are men around, they could be exposed to unfortunately rape, as sometimes it's used as a tool in conflict. Also having to, if they are not exposed if they're lucky enough not to be exposed to such things, then they have to walk back for another 3 hours with 20 liters on their head and 20 liters in their hand, and then obviously take care of their children who have been exposed, who are constantly exposed to hygiene issues because of wastewater issues in the area, latrines or open defecation in the area, or which then leads to waterborne related diseases like parasites in the stomach, or diarrhea, which can be easily cured, but because of the economic circumstances and also the hygiene in the area, then children actually pass away for these very simple illnesses. So it's been very difficult when women tell their stories, or even just by watching and just seeing these difficulties. But then to see how they continue to fight and try to keep their families together and safe, and try the best they can to be able to move forward, this is truly inspiring. And it's what keeps me going, to be able to give them just the opportunity to not have to walk 3 hours, but to give them water 10 minutes away from where they live, which actually changes life as a whole for them. So in general, but contributes at least a little bit to improving their lives. So yes, I think there are women in these areas that have truly inspired me, as they say, I take off my hat to these ladies, and they continue to inspire me and to move forward. Then there are other women who fight for ideological purposes, and for a more progressive system, that maybe at times not everyone agrees with, but actually the fact that they fight for what they believe in. For example, in the Black Panther movement, or in the US, for example, or during the Second World War, or before, just before the Second World War, with Rosa Luxemburg, or even lots of women in revolutionary movements that have fought for the rights of their people. All of these women have inspired me, and continue to inspire me. I really enjoy learning about all the different ages that have existed on this world. So the prehistoric age, the medieval ages, the modern ages, all of these different periods that the world has lived in. And then to see them not only from the area in which I have been brought up in, which is basically Europe and the Americas, but also to see it from the African perspective, to try and see it from also the Asian perspective, to see it from all of these different cultures and all of these different philosophies and histories, and to try and understand all that has been before us. And the nice thing is that it's obviously there's so much to learn, and it's endless. For me, it's interesting because it explains the situation in which we currently live in, and it gives us an insight into how we could potentially bring solutions to the situations we live in, not only on a personal level, but I mean even on a grand scale. I also something else that motivates me is traveling, is meeting different cultures, meeting different personalities, meeting, learning, just the mere action of learning is what keeps me going, I think, and that I really enjoy doing. I also like to discover different aspects to. I like to challenge, for example, my creativity, so painting and drawing, and I really like to exercise these activities and push my boundaries because I'm not always very good. So I like that, and it motivates me as well. What makes my life special, I think, is to share with the people that I love, and also to live the present. Sometimes we as humans, we tend to think about the past or we think about the future, but I think what actually makes life special is to live the present, because it's what we have. It's what we are here. The past is what was done and we can't really change that. We can learn from it, but we can't change it. And then the future, which I'm very happy I don't know the future because it makes life exciting. So I guess life is interesting to live now. And the present changes all the time. So I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow. Or yes, I know that I'm going to work and I know I'm going to have meetings, but in these meetings, I'm glad that the work that I do actually has an impact on activities that are done internationally. So I guess my work is also very important for me to be happy because I know I'm making a positive impact in the places that I support in the countries that I support. Yep. So my life is made special by the actions that I take and also by the people that surround me. So thank you for the people that surround me. They're all very beautiful.